Harper Audio presents Salvage by Alexandra Duncan. Performed by Johanna Parker. Part 1. Chapter 1. The morning before our ship, Peristrata, docks at the skyport, I rise early. I climb over my littlest sister, Lethal, and the other small girls, curled together like puppies on our bunk. Out in the common room, the rest of the women and girls lie sleeping in the dark, humid simulation of night. As I wind up my hair and bind it with a work rag, I mark how Modri Relier's, my stepmother's, bunk is empty. She must have spent the night in my father's quarters, even some months gone with child again, as she is. I fasten the clasps of my shift at my shoulders, step first into my light skirts, then my quilted ones, and tie them all at my waist until they hang heavy around my hips. I lean forward to check their length. Only the barest hint of toe peeks out from beneath the hem. Right so. I smile to myself in the dark. Today will be a good day. Everything balanced, everything raveled right. I tuck my folding fan into my pocket and make my way to the hatch. Nan and Lel, and some of the other grown girls, stir on the mattresses, cramping the floor, as I punch in the pattern code to unlock the door. Circle, bar, bar, slant. Only Modri Relier and me know the pattern. Me, since I'm so girl of our ship, and her, since she's first wife to the Peristrata's captain, at least ever since a fever took my mother to the void 10 turns past. Nan tried to get me to tell the pattern one time, so she could sneak off to her cats in the livestock bay, but I told her no. My father can trust me and Modri Relier, but it's hardly safe if all the women and girls know. I heave the door open on its rollers and creep out into the hallway. The faint...